Ruined Tits for Breakfast. On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Oh, good morning, Tex.
Morning, Dits.
Now, sorry to hit you straight between the eyes, but Crows fans will want to know, how have you pulled up? You left the ground with a bit of a hamstring problem.
Yeah, left the ground with a bit of tightness in the hammy and it's pulled up really well, so good signs early.
So just doing the right thing to be ready for round one.
Fingers crossed.
It's not like you came off totally injured. You thought, oh, a bit tight, I better better get off.
Correct.
So all good.
All good.
50-50.
Well, he's saying all good.
Yeah, I'm saying 50-50.
Why?
Because he's saying all good, but it's... We only got the premiership favourites in round one. We're going to rest up, get him right. You don't want to risk a hammy. If you're in doubt, Dits, you always give it another week. You know the rules.
Mm. Right? I want to hear it from Tex.
Yeah, I'm just telling you the truth.
I'll be honest, I'll be guided by the PPT because I've never had a hamstring.
What's the PPT?
Physical Performance Team.
Just say that, please.
Slow down.
Try. If you could.
The fact he's even telling you that means there's some risk.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, you'd be going, I'm 100%. You've got to read between the lines of these footballers, right? They don't always tell the truth.
Like I said, Ru, I've never had one, so.
That's right.
Now, these days with the hammies, you get a scan done. Have you had the scan?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet?
I'm backing the doctors in to make it clear and good decision.
And then you go from the doc to the PPT and then off to the HGK.
The doctor sits under the
RAH and then to the...
Back to the Adele?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, you were spotted last night at Adele.
Oh.
How was it?
Outstanding.
Really?
Yep.
Out of 10?
Well, if Ed Sheeran was 10 out of 10, I'd call it 9 out of 10.
Mm. So just under it?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's concert's outstanding. Yeah. Have you ever seen someone loop?
No.
So Ed Sheeran loops, he plays his background music, records it, and then plays it, sings over the top of it.
Right.
So he's not really live. You're giving him 10 for not even playing live.
No, he is. He does it right on the spot.
What do you mean?
So he records his background music while you're sitting there in the crowd. And then he loops it, plays it back. And then he sings over the top. It's really good.
That's clever.
But Adele last night was,
What's good about it? Tell her, other than her voice.
Oh, her voice was really good. And then I just like her character. She obviously dropped a couple of bombs on stage and... A couple of F-bombs,
right? Gee.
And then she said to... She actually said to a little girl, if I swear in this sentence, then I'll give you $20. And 3 words in, she dropped the bomb. So she called her crew up on stage and said, go and find $20.
I didn't think she'd carry 20s.
Gave it...
Adele.
Well, apparently she paid her fine to fly out last night back to Melbourne.
Oh, she broke the curfew?
Curfew fine.
Yeah. She wouldn't be worried about that.
I wasn't keen to stay in Adelaide.
I just did some songs. No. She had 98,000-95,000 people at two concerts in Sydney, about 60 or 70 years. So she'd go around Australia, she'd have at least 500,000 people. So if you're based on 500,000 at, say, $250 a ticket average,
right,
$125 million gross. It's not a bad little...
So she should better give that little girl
20 weeks takings.
Well, she's doing it, her tour is 112 shows.
Wow. So what's she grossing for the year?
Oh, plenty.
Amazing.
Plenty.
It was outstanding. 70,000 people. When I drove out last night, that's the busiest I've ever seen Adelaide.
It's a record at Adelaide Oval.
Now, Ellie Brown, she dominated over the weekend, I thought.
Did she?
What'd
she do?
Very good. No, you know what she did.
Nah, she looked very nice yesterday at the Adelaide Cup.
The face of the Adelaide Cup?
Yeah.
Did you go or did you have to stay home with you?
No, I did. I went and had a look and got the winner of the cup. But,
did you?
The
winner of the cup was Ellie Brown.
A North Mirabilis. It was very good.
Talking footy with Tex, Ru was saying earlier this morning, now with your forward line that's very, very potent, Ru thinks that Menzel should be added to it as well for round one. Do you think he'll get a start?
He's definitely put his name up in for selection for round one, Ditch. He's played a couple of key roles in our wins the last couple of weeks. So his name will definitely be thrown around for round one.
Good tackler and got good skills in tight. His endurance is not the best, but it looks like it's improved a bit. So if he can play that position there, then Charlie Cameron can go up in the midfield and play a meaningful role up there and try and get some depth and speed into that area as well. Will Gallucci get a game for round one? He'll be right on the edge. He's showed some signs, but probably needs to perhaps go and get a bit more ball in the SNFL.
Yeah, look, he's had an awesome preseason coming in as a first-year kid, and I like what I see. He does some pretty awesome stuff, but I reckon his name will be thrown around, but probably Sloaney might slot back in for round one might be.
What about Scotty Thompson? Sort of haven't sighted him in the preseason. He had a bit of a shoulder injury. He has got the experience and talent to be able to just rock up in round one and play the game if he's fine. Is he even doing ball work or anything yet? Or
Yeah, he's pretty much nearly full training for us, Tomo. And I agree with you. I've got a lot of confidence that Tomo could play round one and play like Tomo does.
Yeah. Where's Brad Crouch's training at the moment? Is he training or is he just running?
At West Lakes.
Oh, jeez.
No, he's... Sorry.
Come on.
No, he's... I'm not 100% sure where he's at. He's still doing...
Well, you are the captain. Probably a good idea to look where your gun midfielder, whether he's going to play in round one or not.
We've had 3 days off, so I haven't been in the club.
Okay.
But he's nearly fully returned to full training.
Well, he won't play in round one.
Prediction on Rory Sloane. What round do you think he'll play?
One.
He will?
100%. I reckon.
Yep.
All right. I reckon he's...
No, that's good news for Crows fans. Did you see our boys on the weekend? Hey? Frightening.
Frightening.
Hey? did you have a sneak look? Did you have a little look?
Frightening.
There's a new Eddie in town.
Come on. What? Don't you dare put him in the same category.
Well, you're putting him in the same category as
I said there's a new Eddie in town. I didn't say anything else. I said there's... And there is. Brett Eddie's arrived.
Don't ever compare him to Eddie Betts.
I didn't compare. You're comparing. I said there's another.
I'm happy to compare.
I didn't compare.
Eddie is ready.
You're getting carried away.
I did watch a little bit of your game.
You're a bit defensive, Sunday. Aren't you? So you are a bit concerned.
About Eddie?
No, about Port. Hey, you like what you saw?
Yeah. There's some good signs for you.
All right, don't get uppity because I ask you a question about it.
Geez, you're excited.
I'll tell you what,
2 weeks ago you were down in the dump.
No, I wasn't.
The stuff you were saying off
air.
I saw
this coming. Yeah. I saw this coming, don't
you? You saw it coming?
Yep.
Yeah.
So how do you reckon they'll go this year?
Good. Sydney away round one. We're getting them at the right time.
Well, what's wrong with them?
They're a month behind with training.
Let's be serious here. Are they going to make the eight, Dits, or not? Yep. And what will you do if they don't?
Well, listen,
just say they're going to make the eight. You need to...
Well, that was the question you asked me. Sorry, okay. I can only answer what you...
Will they make the eight, and what will you do if they don't?
No. Will they make the eight? Yes, they will.
What will you do?
Are they going to play anywhere near 100% this year?
From what I've seen, yep, I'm pretty excited.
Sound it.
I am. We keep a lid on there, mate. Get carried away
now. Can they push for top four?
Let's make the eight first.
Right.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, I haven't made it the last 2 years.
That's right.
So let's make the eight first. What will you do if they don't make the eight?
Oh, is this pick on me day? If only you could see this at home. Both of them glaring at me, two on one. What was
you
that,
brought
Tex?
You brought it up.
Yeah, you brought it up, Ditch.
What was your question, Tex?
If they don't make the eight.
I'm not even considering that. See, that's the difference.
To.
No, you don't. We expect to win. We
I've
expect
got a question,
to make the
Tex.
Eight.
Are you on the wagon? Are you a believer, or are you going to... When are you going to... Because I reckon you'll jump
off
quick.
There's a lot of good young talent there.
So if they go rusty early, if they don't quite live up to potential in the first couple of weeks, are you going
to
start knifing? Are you going
to
jump off the wagon?
To it.
I just want to know.
Speaking of wagons, have a listen to you two. this is the GAN.
sorry, I'm captain of the club. I've got to be on the wagon.
You believe your own publicity then. You look in the mirror every day and convince yourself. Have you got a dad joke to leave us with?
What are you going to do if they don't make the eight?
Have you got a dad joke to leave us with? We will make the eight, don't worry.
Oh, well, one of my friends just bought a new dog and he claims that his dog can fetch a stick 5 miles away.
Right. Wow, that's a good effort.
Sounds a bit far-fetched to me.
good one. No, I like it.
Well done.
Like
it. Good stuff.
Tex joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.